This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Now 7 after the hour, this is the weekly talk radio countdown show. I sound very sober.
Well, a lot of things are so...
I am sober.
It's just a funny... That's a funny... I'm sorry to overstep my entry.
It's okay.
That's very... That just sounded funny. I sound sober today. What an unusual event. Can you do the show sober?
Somber maybe is better. I don't know.
Is that what you said? Somber?
No, I said sober, but I think maybe I meant somber because the news, the stuff that's in the list this week is so serious.
Not that
it isn't usually, but yeah, there's a lot of a serious tone to what's going on, both on the talk radio circuit, if you will, and in this list. So
don't you like the way evening news people, usually on local stations, take on the mood of the story?
And the fire killed 17 people.
On the brighter note, a cat was saved from a tree. You know, they're so sincere.
Excuse me. Yeah, right. Well, listen. That's what they're supposed to do, right?
All right. Well, let me let you do your proper intro. I'm terribly sorry, but
you don't have to be sorry at all. It's a part of the charm that we have in our relationship.
Oh, and that's one thing I noticed. We are very charming.
We are.
I wish more people realized it.
We're charming. Charmed, I'm sure. Okay. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, a very charming individual, as he proves every week here on this program. And I'm Doug Steffen, here to try to figure out... We just steer the ship in what direction, one direction or another. Well, we have to stay out of the Suez Canal and the Panama Canal in order to be steered appropriately. We have 10 items on the story list as usual, and we have 10 items on the people list as usual. So, Michael Harrison, please do the honors and let's go through the list.
Here we are as we checked out the scene on News Talk Media this past week, predominantly radio, such as the stations folks listening to this show are tuned to at the moment. At number 10, severe winter weather has been a topic of conversation.
Not where you and I are. look how cold it is in New England. Oof,
I don't know where you are. Where are you?
I'm California.
How is it out there?
That's better than it is. Better than it is where I was yesterday. I'll tell you that.
Well, I'm in Florida and it's freezing here. But I've been in a few radio shows and I tell people it's freezing in Florida. They say, "Well, how cold is it?" I say, "About 60 degrees."
60 degrees. Yeah, you win.
Yeah, right. That's what they say about here in California too. Right. Anyway,
the World Economic Forum is at number 9. Artificial intelligence and deep fakes take their place or its place at number 8. The Supreme Court of the United States Chevron arguments at number 7.
Ah, man, is that a great story. We got to talk about that.
All right, bring me up to speed on it. At number 6, the U.S. Houthi strikes. The Israel-Hamas war is at 5. At number 4, the government shutdown and the debate over Ukraine aid. Number 3, Trump's amazing array of legal battles. At number 2, the U.S. migrant crisis. And at number 1, the presidential race. And, of course, we're still talking about, although it was no surprise, we're talking about the Iowa caucuses, and we'll do so until New Hampshire. The caucuses will be forgotten. The people list, at number 10, Vladimir Zelensky. At number 9, Hunter Biden. At number 8, Neil Gorsuch. Benjamin Netanyahu at 7, Greg Abbott at 6. Number 5, Mike Johnson. Number 4, Louis Kaplan and Alina Haba. Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis take the third spot together. Donald Trump is at 2, and Joe Biden is at 1.
Yay! Joe Biden. he's having a hard time even getting on the New Hampshire ballot out there. This guy it was very interesting to look at the stats, Michael, because the Republicans, obviously, or the Trumpers, went out and said, it's a big win in Iowa. Trump got 51% of the vote, and the other people got 49%. So how is that a big win? He won, for sure. Not that there's any surprise in that.
And he'll probably win.
And he'll probably win the Republican nomination, and he'll probably win. He'll probably be the next president. So why don't we just short-circuit all of this stuff?
And make him king.
What happens. Yeah, right, exactly. Would you like to be king?
Have a coronation. Get one of those golden, you know, coaches and drag him around Washington and sell tremendous amount of tourist packages.
Yeah, fabulous. Do you know who Laura Loomer is?
No.
Okay. So I looked at this, and I like to dig around and stuff. I don't like to talk about what everybody else talks about on the air. So I looked into Laura Loomer. She is, in a manner of speaking, a big supporter of Trump. She's all over the place. She's one of these social media people. She's followed Ron DeSantis around into Iowa and was peppering him with questions. She's a plant. And she goes around and tries to embarrass the candidates with questions that will hopefully embarrass them. She is a right winger to the nth degree. And this has worried a number of people who are trying to keep Trump on the straight and narrow. We all know what a waste of time that is, because Trump's going to Trump himself. He's not going to worry about what other people think. But this lady, because she's made a lot of anti-Muslim remarks and has been very out there when it comes to talking about DeSantis, you know, she's got a blog, and in the blog she writes about how DeSantis is a waste of people's money. Why do people keep giving to his campaign? You know, stuff like that. She looks like, isn't that awful? I can't remember. Bill Clinton's paramour. Do you remember?
Monica Lewinsky?
Monica. She looks like Monica. Yep. Looks just like Monica Lewinsky.
Huh.
And who knows what else is going on, but she's somebody who's out there, and there's a bunch of people like this who are that age. You know, we think that the Trump supporters are all kind of older, right? Don't we? Is that an assumption? Maybe it isn't a fair assumption, but it's an assumption that most of the people who like Trump are older. Most of the people who vote are older. But these people like this young lady, I think she's 23 or 24, around all over the place. What makes people like that tick, Michael? What do you think?
What aspect of what they do are you asking me?
I'm asking, why would they become so enamored with Trump and this lady is a blogger. I don't know how she makes her living, but she spends all of her time, and there are other people doing it, following the various candidates
Why do people spend thousands of dollars to buy Taylor Swift tickets? It has to do with idolatry, idol worship. It has to do with the fact that some people, there's a certain percentage of the people in our population that are prone to become idol worshippers, whether it's politics, whether it's sports, whether it's music. And that's my quick off-the-top-of-the-head answer. I'm not a psychologist, and I don't know the specific cases of this particular woman, but in politics, there are groupies, there are zealots, and there are just people who, when you take a charismatic figure, whether for good or bad, Donald Trump, probably the most amazingly charismatic, in the broad sense of the term, individual we've ever seen in our lifetime, he's going to attract loyalists and followers just for that very reason, if nothing else.
So he said at the caucus, the pre-caucus event on Sunday in Iowa, he looked at her, gave her a shout-out, said, you want somebody like her on your side. Now, what does that do to the ego of a 23-year-old? Appeared with this lady on a video at his golf club, so she's been around him for sure. He referred to her as somebody really, I can hear him, right, in his voice, really, really, I can't do a Trump, really, really very special, however
sure
Trump.
Could.
Yeah. No, I don't want to.
I've been trying so hard to practice.
Oh, have you?
I could do a Nixon, but it doesn't have a lot of application anymore. But I
can't. I
can't do a Trump. But he said, go back to what you're saying. So she heard him.
No, I think that that, you know, she made fun of DeSantis's wife. And it's just, she's kind of like a mini Trump in a manner of speech. She just throws stuff against the wall, says right. all kinds of outrageous stuff, and the people, apparently Trump obviously likes it because he keeps talking about her and talking to her. She's at every event that he does. Uh-oh. Wherever he is, she's there. Yeah. And Monica Lewinsky, part Uh-oh. Two.
Could you imagine if they revealed that Trump had a girlfriend? That would bring him down. He'd be ruined forever.
Hello.
The only man okay. completely impervious to Me Too.
The Pakistanians, this is the all the war stuff, and the subtext to the Middle Eastern war is what the Iranians are doing. And not only are they taking, they're funding the stuff that's going on with some of the shipping lanes and stuff that's being launched against the Israelis in Gaza, but they took out, you know, they're terrorizing this whole area of the world. They attacked Pakistan this week, and so the Pakistanis decided they were going to retaliate, and they did. They attacked Iran, targeting military positions. So not only is Iran making trouble with their friends that are anti-Israeli, but they're also making trouble with the Pakistanis. There have been two or three other incidents. I was, you'll get a kick out of this. I'm having one of my trucks painted at a Maaco. It's a farm truck, so I don't have to spend a lot of money. Maaco painting shop. And so I go in, and the guy's giving me a price. And he starts telling me about his native Iran. And he doesn't, I don't know why he decided he wanted to talk to me about it, but he went on for 20 minutes about how difficult it is to live in Iran for people who are, you know, against the Ayatollah. But yet he said 80% of the people in the country are against the Ayatollah. And I said, so I'll come there and get rid of them.
Yeah.
And he said, because they have too much of a stranglehold on the military and, you know, basically kind of government corporate speak there. I thought that was pretty fascinating.
It's very interesting. It's yeah. true. There's a tremendous
resistance. A lot of
Iranians
live in America. Yeah.
By an 18-hour escaped.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes. I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy, and I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code PASS. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
It looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab you a trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, now we have 23 after the hour. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here as usual, as he has been for years and years and years, decades, in fact. He and I doing this program as a matter of course. It's one of those things that I would not feel the week was complete without our time together, Michael.
I appreciate that. I enjoy speaking with you as well, and it's just hard to wrap the brain around the fact that so much time has gone by.
I know it. Okay, so there's this thing, the Supreme Court, one of the items on the top 10 list this week is a focus on the so-called Chevron decision. This is something that is so important, and yet it is so, I'm glad that it made it to the list. I was kind of concerned that it might not make it to the list, even though in my mind it is certainly very, very important and deserves to be on this list as a very important subject, because people, every single person listening to this program right now is affected by this rule. And what the rule is about is allowing government agencies to promulgate rules and regulations without going through the legislative process. This was first enacted in 1984. And then allowing those people in the various agencies to interpret what the rules and regs are that were either written by them or predecessors without, again, any legislative or judicial input, unless the people who are victims of, and I say victims not advisedly, because most of the people affected by these rules and regulations are, they become victims of EPA decisions or FCC decisions or FAA decisions or whatever the government agency is. The people who are the regulators make the rules, and they never go to Congress. So there are all these rules and regulations that are subject to interpretation by judges, and the Supreme Court says no. Or at least in the hearing that was held the other day, the majority of people in the Supreme Court said, nah, we don't like this, and we got to do something about it. And I say this is a breath of fresh air, because how many people have come across one thing or another, the Registry of Motor Vehicles and their rules and regulations, you know, the IRS and their rules and regulations. Congress hasn't enacted those rules and regs. They get promulgated by the members of the team, if you will, that are asked to, okay, write this rule and come up with that thing, and then it becomes like law.
So the issue is whether or not bureaucrats have the right to legislate.
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to.
Right.
Conversely, though, the legislature, the Congress, have the time to deal with all of the rules and regulations of every
That's their job, isn't it? Why would it? There's too damn many rules and regs. You know that as well as I do. There are all kinds of stupid rules and regulations that have no meaning, and yet we. Yeah. I tell the story all the time of this kid who was 23 years old, just got out of school, and he was working for the EPA, and he came to my farm, and he looked at a puddle in the driveway and said, "That's a waterway. We'll regulate that. The EPA should be in charge of the water in your driveway." I looked at him and I laughed and said, "Get out of here." And that was it.
And then you threw him in the puddle and he drowned.
No, no, but I threw him off the farm. These people are nuts. And this is what goes on. And people go to court all the time over things like this. Mm-hmm. And it's wrong. And so I think it's refreshing and fabulous the Supreme Court is taking this up. Frankly, I hope that they stick it to him. That sounds about...
Fascinating. I'm glad you clarified it, because I frankly, as I said to you earlier, fill us in on this. This is so much more up your alley.
I'm going to ask, and later on in the hour, we'll have Stephen J.J. Wiseman here, who is our official legal expert. I'm going to ask him to give us a little more detail about the Chevron rule, how it applies, and whether the Supreme Court should be tossing it. So we'll do that. And we're continuing, of course, with the countdown. Talk host Martha Zoller is going to join us in the next half hour here of the Talk Radio Countdown Show this week.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. During a visit in North Carolina Thursday, President Joe Biden took time to tout his administration's achievements towards stabilizing the post-pandemic economy.
Nearly 800,000 manufacturing jobs nationwide. Unemployment has been below 4% for the longest stretch in American history in the last 50 years.
During a speech in Raleigh Thursday, Biden acknowledged how thousands more homes have been connected to high-speed internet during his time in office. Critics of the president and Republicans have blamed his administration administration for runaway inflation since the pandemic due to multiple government spending measures. The amount of U.S. Capitol Police threat assessment cases are up heading into an election year. In 2023, the USCP's threat assessment section investigated just over 8,000 cases. The number of cases likely to go up this year because of the presidential election. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
On the countdown at 34 after the hour. This is the weekly talk radio countdown show, a highlight of the research, the work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, the staff that's been working for years and years, listening to talk radio programs all around the country, talking to management, doing the research to find out what the top items are in the traditional news talk radio world. So Michael does that, and then we talk about some of the nuance of some of the stories. I keep going back to Trump or the campaign because it's number one on the list, and so much stuff is here. We can have the whole conversation about competency, for example. Is Biden competent to run? is Trump competent to run? My question is Kamala Harris competent if something happens to Biden? She's a nitwit as far as I'm concerned. And the reason I'm even thinking about her is because of the headline today in the New York Times. She says, quote, she's scared as heck about Trump being reelected. Mm-hmm. I'll fight against it, she says, yada, mm-hmm. yada. And yet the Trumpers say a vote for Biden is a vote for Kamala Harris as president, and that doesn't set too
They're scared
well,
as heck,
people.
Too.
Yeah.
Everybody is scared as heck. I've come to the conclusion that none of them are competent, that the only thing that you really can do is judge results. To judge competency, to character, personality, of both Trump and Biden, both sides have easy pickings. I mean, it's easy to complain about both of them. They both leave a lot to be desired. And Kamala Harris, damn right. That's a problem. And how about Trump's running mate? We don't even know who that is. It might even be Tucker Carlson. Could you imagine Tucker Carlson being a heartbeat away from the presidency of the United States? We're not talking about Trump being a spring chicken. You know, people talk about Trump as if he's eternal. My gosh. There's no discussion really out there about who the vice president would be, and that's just as important with Trump as it is with Biden.
Right. So, just to follow, let's take another step on that ladder for a moment. The Republican Party that I belong to, I was a member of the Young.
The Young? They threw you out.
Well, no, in high school. Okay. No, but in high school, I started a Young Republican Club
did
in
you
my
really?
High school.
I did. That. Oh, my God.
Yeah, and I was, there were very few people who were interested in being along at that time. This is the mid 60s of being a Republican in Massachusetts, even then. We know how hard it is to be a Republican in Massachusetts now. Wow. It was hard then. And, you know, I think back about what the Republicans stood for, or what I thought they stood for. Back at that time, and I was happy many years in my life to declare myself a Republican.
Right.
I am not a Republican now. I don't declare myself to be a Republican because I'm not happy with where the party has gone. Trump has basically remade, it started before he kind of got there, but it certainly has been remade under him. And then you wonder to yourself, okay, how permanent is this change?
Good
how
issues.
Long will he...
Good question.
Will he last?
Very
what do you
good
think?
Questions. Well, no, I think your questions are the answer. I don't have the answers. These are the right questions. You're asking the right questions. I was politically active also as a kid. I was the president of the local chapter of the Village Idiots for Nixon. And
were you really?
No.
I don't know, the idiots that have that song. The idiots,
But parties change. And that's why we have to be careful with categories. What does liberal mean? What is what is a Democrat? What is a conservative? What is a Republican? We really do need to teach in school and for us to be cognizant in the media about how labels don't mean anything if we don't put them into context. Political parties evolve. As a matter of fact, sometimes they flip-flop, and the party that stood for one thing is the opposite 25, 30, 40 years later.
Yep, exactly. So there's a thing floating around on the Daily Beast that claims Chris Christie has something on Trump that he has not ever used. That if it becomes public, it will stop Donald Trump in his tracks.
I'm not holding my breath.
It's somebody who's come up with a story that will get somebody's attention. Meanwhile, one other thing here before Martha Zoller joins us. The government shutdown and where you have placed the new speaker in a prominent position on the people list and certainly his moves to avert a government shutdown, kicking the can down the road till March. So we got a few more weeks here. What do you think is the right side of the party, the people that are hosting many of these programs, do they have the same spin on this when it comes to Mr. Johnson. Mike Johnson?
Yeah,
and we're
I'll tell you
done.
What.
He's in the same position that Kevin McCarthy was three months ago.
Well, time changes the nature of things, and so much of it is political and emotional and not really based in any kind of substance. But the question that you just asked is a great one to ask Martha Zoller, because Martha Zoller, who's coming on in a moment, is one of the most plugged in and sober, back to the word from the beginning of our conversation, observers of Republican politics. Yep. She is a lifelong Republican. She's a conservative. She's one of the most influential women in Georgia, which is one of the most influential states in the country. And yep. One of the things I've always found talking to her is that she's very even-handed and she's very accurate. We should ask her the question of what's going on in the Republican Party in terms of what it stands for today versus 10 years ago versus when we were all kids.
You know what? We'll do that in just a matter of moments here. Stand by for that up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlic helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and garlic is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Is your phone plan messing with your savings plan? Don't get stuck paying for things you don't want. With Verizon, you only pay for what you need. And for a limited time, when you bring your own phones to a Verizon store, you'll get an amazing price on your plan. Plus, you'll save on things you actually love, like the Netflix and Max with Ads bundle. And it's on our award-winning 5G network. Bring your phones to your Verizon store today for an incredible deal. A better plan to save is Verizon. Additional terms and conditions apply.
To my newborn baby boy. The day you arrived was one of the happiest days of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV from that guy on the internet and insured it with Progressive. What a deal. Just know, son, I'll always be here for you. And by here, I mean in the middle of absolutely nowhere. In my RV.
Protect your baby with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Now 43 after the hour here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison. We have with us Martha Zoller, who is a well-known Georgian when it comes to talk radio and politics and stuff. And she was also Talkers Magazine, the Woman of the Year last year. So, Michael, you and I were just talking about how we wanted to start the conversation with Martha regarding the Republican Party, because she's a Republican strategist, so she knows her way around. So take it away.
Well, Martha, you might have heard while getting ready in the green room, Doug asked the question, how has the Republican Party changed? Is it changing and is it forever? You're an expert on Republican politics and you're in the heart of the political world. What is the story with the Republican Party? Where is it coming from and where is it going?
Well, there's a real realignment going on with both parties, actually. If you look at what has happened in the Trump era, which, you know, really, if you want to tell the truth, I love it how people like to call people rhinos or whatever it is. But, you know, Donald Trump really was the ultimate rhino. And what I mean by that is he saw an opportunity in the Republican Party, and he, after being registered as many different parties over his lifetime, he became the Republican nominee and looks like he's going to do that again. And he has caused some of this realignment, but I think it was already starting, and that was this realignment of kind of college-educated type folks are moving to the Democratic Party. More working class folks that I would go as far as to say union folks are moving to the Republican Party. And then you're starting to see other realignments of basic groups that used to align with the other parties. And this happens every 50 or 60 years. We're just living through it right now.
Wow. Are you comfortable with this? Where do you stand in terms of all of that?
I'm comfortable with my conservative values. I haven't changed. The party has changed. We've heard that before. Zell Miller famously said that about the Democratic Party in his book, A National Party No More. But this alignment has been going on for a while. But you know what? I still believe in the values of the Republican Party, and I do think that conservative values and slower moving progress is the best thing for the country. So I'm comfortable with it. But I tell you what, Iowa was very interesting because unlike 2016 and 2020, the Trump campaign was very well organized. He probably had his best group of people he's ever had. He had great precinct captains, and he kept expectations, or his campaign kept expectations down. And him ending up at 51.5% kind of was where it made it look like a huge success, which it was. It was the biggest win for a Republican ever in the Iowa caucus. And so we're going on to New Hampshire, where, again, it looks like he may win New Hampshire now, even though Nikki Haley looks like she's coming very close. I think Nikki Haley is the only person that has an opportunity to kind of close the gap. But let's be honest here, it's about a 2% chance that somebody besides Donald Trump will be the nominee in the Republican Party.
Do you think Nikki Haley is jockeying? Do you think she's jockeying for a VP position?
Sorry.
Do you think that Nikki Haley is jockeying for a vice presidential spot?
I don't know if she's thinking that way yet. I think she still thinks that she could make it, but I think it would be a smart thing for him to do, because the problem Donald Trump has is not with, quote, MAGA voters. They're with him no matter what. I think we've established that. It's for people like me that have voted for him twice, gave money to him, and now is looking for somebody else. It's the people like me who are looking to vote somewhere else.
Yeah. All right. You also are on the Georgia State Board of Education. And the situation that exists, I want to sort of turn this away from politics for a moment if we can. We've got a couple of minutes left here. The way that children are being indoctrinated today, and I'm using that word not necessarily advisedly. I talk all the time about how youngsters are being taught what to think instead of how to think. So how does that play into what's going on in Georgia?
Well, and I do serve the 9th District of the State Board of Education, and one of the things that we have done is we've worked very hard at making sure that we limit divisive concepts that are being taught, but we still maintain local control. And also one thing we're doing is that we have started teaching careers in late elementary school, where a child, we mix it into the math standards, we mix it into the reading standards, say construction or medical jobs or whatever it is, so that by the time they get to high school, when they are making those decisions, they've already been exposed. So we've spent a lot of time focusing on how, what you're going to do with your education when you get out. And because we really didn't shut our schools down, but for 2 months, they went back to regular schooling in August of 2020. Our kids are not lagging behind as far as kids that were shut down for over a year.
Mm-hmm. All right. Quick focus on your run for Congress. How'd you make that decision to run?
Well, I believed at the time, and I still do, that I was the best option at the time. I ran in 2012. That's a long time ago now. I still get people ask me to run, but I'm past that place in my life. I don't really want to. I think that I do better in helping other people get elected than I do in me being elected official myself. But Congress is a mess, and it's not better than it was 10 years ago.
No, that's for sure. Oy, man. You can say that. 10 seconds on where you get your news. You talk on the air about this news talk station, a news talk program. Where do you get your news?
I read everything. I mean, I try to get back to first sources as much as possible. I listen to podcasts, but I also do, I read much more than I listen, even though I do radio.
Hi, Martha. Nice to have you here to learn more about you and what's going on with you. Talkers Magazine Women of the Year last year. Martha Zoller on with Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen here as we continue on moving into the Steve Weisman zone. That's up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I think of the Brat Pack for some reason when I hear this. I don't know why. Chuck Curry is here, movie man. Doug Steffen on the Movie Moments segment of this Good Day program for Friday. Looking forward to the weekend, what new movies are out. So why are we going back in time to Dawson's Creek there, Chuckmaster?
This day in TV history, Doug, January 20th, 1998, Dawson's Creek premieres on the CW. Putting that network on the map, actually, at the time. If you look at the cast of Dawson's Creek, a show that I thoroughly enjoyed at the time, all the actors are still prominent in 2024. Katie Holmes, James Vanderbeek, Michelle Williams, who's won 2 Oscars, Joshua Jackson, who just did great work in the Peacock streaming series Dr. Death, and I think Busy Phillips also is in that show. I think she's in the Mean Girls movie, which is currently in theaters now. It was sort of a show that fit into the realm of Beverly Hills 90210 and then later on Fox, The OC. I liked all those shows. It was a good genre, but this had relevance when it premiered in the 98, ran for 6 seasons.
Yeah. What would you say would be the equivalent of that type of program around today?
I'd have to give thought. I don't know if there is a equivalent. I think that sort of ran this course, like I said, that Beverly Hills 90210, which they actually rebooted about 10 years ago. And the OC, which is currently streaming, Peter Gallagher was the father of that show. I love that show. But Benjamin McKenzie, that was really good show also. Another interesting tidbit, this day in TV history, Doug, January 20th, 2008, Breaking Bad premieres on AMC, putting that basic cable network on the map. Bryan Cranston, amazing performance in that series, along with Aaron Paul, one of the most popular adult-oriented TV shows of all time.
Right. All right, so what do we have to look forward to at the box office this weekend? What do you think is...
It's only really one film that could make a dent, but I don't think it has enough of a marketing campaign behind it. It's a movie called ISS that takes place in outer space. Ariana DeBassi, who is very good in Steven Spielberg's remake of West Side Story, is the star. It's from an independent studio, so I don't know how much they actually...
What's it about?
It. It's about an astronaut stranded in outer space in her space station. The trailers really look pretty good, but from what I read, Mean Girls and Beekeeper are expected to be maintain the two top spots of one and two. Here's an interesting story I just read. You give me your opinion on this. David Chase is currently, he's the creator and writer of The Sopranos. He's currently doing the rounds, doing print interviews about the 25th anniversary of the acclaimed series The Sopranos premiering on HBO back in the day. And the interviewer asked him, what is your favorite episode? And he said, I'm not quite sure because I've really never watched many of them in their entirety. I only like think I've watched two. You find that strange? Like, you create the show, you write the show, but you never watch the show. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, does that give people cause to think that he didn't really have any faith in his own show? Or is it like a lot of other people? I don't like listening to my programs. Isn't that I don't like to. I don't find it necessary to listen to my radio programs.
That's
I know
a good
you
question.
Like listening
Cause
to
I,
you.
I do listen to myself, I think. So in your entire career, you, even in the beginning, didn't listen to yourself?
Yeah, I did a little bit. I would people that I looked up to who were my coaches...
Right.
We would have so-called sessions. We'd have auditing sessions and listen, and this is how you can improve that approach, and this is how you can do this better, and, you know, don't do it this way anymore. It just, but it becomes all, it's pretty subjective. It's not very objective depending on who you're talking to.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
I just found the fact that David Chase said that very interesting.
Well, it is interesting. Yeah. You wonder where he gets his ideas. So sometimes people get ideas by looking at something that they've done, and they say, well, I left this out, so let's do something going forward that puts that in. You know, that kind of stuff, as much as anything else. A lot of people are very creative. I like some of the stories that are being told today. One of my favorite movies is Leo DiCaprio and Tom Hanks and the story of Frank Abruch. I never pronounced his name right. Remember that kid who forged checks and became a pilot.
Movie.
He was a doctor. Yeah.
Yeah,
it was a good Spielberg movie. It was.
Yeah.
Those are the kinds of things. Yeah, those are really good creative. And, you know, we kind of need to foster more people like Spielberg around who have done all of this good stuff. And
there's a lot of talent. They just got to be given the chance. But, I mean, very few are going to hit the pinnacles of a Steven Spielberg, no doubt.
Well, that's true. But still, there's a lot of need. A lot of people want to go to the movies like me and enjoy themselves.
All right,
Chucker, thanks. Have a good weekend. We're checking with you Monday for box office totals, among other things. It's the Good Day program at 59 past the hour.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.